I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Tuesday the Supreme Court will not decide until June a pandemic-era order allowing U.S. officials to rapidly expel migrants caught at the U.S.-Mexico border. Earlier Tuesday, the Supreme Court left in place the order known as Title 42.
And in the meantime, we have to enforce it, but I think it's overdue.
Biden speaking to White House reporters briefly before leaving for a vacation on the Caribbean island St. Croix. Aid group the International Rescue Committee said in a statement that Title 42 had been used to justify nearly 2.5 million expulsions since March 2020. And argued that U.S. border policies had caused significant strain throughout the region, making migration routes deadlier. Thousands of Western New Yorkers were digging out from under 4 feet of snow dumped during a deadly Christmas blizzard. Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener reports.
New York State's second largest city of Buffalo was ground zero for what the governor has called an epic, once-in-a-lifetime weather disaster. And the region is not yet in the clear.
Please, you heard the mayor beg, I'm begging, stay home.
Erie County's chief executive, Mark Poloncarz, on Tuesday said the roads are treacherous and the driving ban was still in effect for the city of Buffalo. Some motorists ignored the ban, but personnel are on the way to help enforce it and help clear the roads of snow.
Oslo-based group Iran Human Rights said Tuesday at least 100 Iranians arrested in more than 100 days of nationwide protest face charges punishable by death. Protests have gripped Iran since the September 16 death in custody of Iranian Kurdish Mahsa Amini. This is VOA News. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has presented unspecified goals to further bolster his military power next year at a meeting of the nation's political officials. Kim's comments, reported by state media Wednesday, indicate he'll continue provocative weapons tests after a record run of missile launches this year. Some observers say the new goals could be related to Kim's push to expand his nuclear arsenal and introduce a spate of high-tech weapon systems such as multi-warhead missiles, a spy satellite, and advanced drones. Israel's parliament passed controversial legislation Tuesday, paving the way for the return of veteran conservative Benjamin Netanyahu as prime minister. VOA's Steve Karish reports.
Netanyahu will lead what analysts have said will be the most right-wing government in Israel's history. The legislation allows anyone convicted of offenses but not given a custodial sentence to serve as a minister. Before the law was passed, there had been uncertainty over whether Aryeh Deri, a key ally from the ultra-Orthodox Shas party, would be able to serve, as he had previously pled guilty to tax offenses. Steve Karish, VOA News, Washington.
Kosovo's interior minister has accused Serbia, under the influence of Russia, of aiming to destabilize Kosovo by supporting members of the country's ethnic Serb minority in weeks of protest and violence. Reuters correspondent Matthew Larotonda reports.
Kosovo has a small ethnic Serb minority. Some members have been blockading roads there since December 10th and exchanged gunfire with police. Late on Monday night, Serbia, which is allied to Russia, also announced that it was putting its army on its highest level of alert, saying that it fears Kosovo authorities are preparing to attack the ethnic Serbs. Serbia's defense minister denies Kosovo's claims and says it wants to protect the minority.
The UN Security Council on Tuesday called on the Taliban to reverse policies targeting women and girls in Afghanistan, expressing alarm at the quote-unquote increasing erosion of human rights in the country. In the latest blow to women's rights in Afghanistan since the Taliban reclaimed power last year, on Saturday the hardline Islamist rulers banned women from working in non-governmental organizations, sparking international outcry. Find more on these stories on our website, voanews.com, or for the latest news, follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.